I'm Victor Gordon. I come from Pretoria in South Africa. I'm a playwright, and I've had 8 professional productions, 2 of them international. And the last one was in Israel at the Comrie Theatre in Tel Aviv, where I had a play about Jonathan Pollard, the American Jewish spy who was given a life sentence for spying for Israel. I'm very pleased to say the play was very successful, running on and off for over 2 years at the Comrie.
And what brings you to Australia?
I'm here because my new play called You Will Not Play Wagner is opening on the 11th at the Eternity Playhouse, directed by Moira Blumenthal. It was an occasion that I certainly wouldn't want to miss, and hence my visit.
It seems that, I mean, I know about 2 plays, about Wagner and Pollard. You're taking topics that are close to the heart of the Jewish community and based on history and based on reality. It's not imaginary topics. Do you playwright mostly on these topics?
Well, the topic of Wagner obviously is a historical character, but the play that I've written is totally fictional, totally from imagination, used as a vehicle for debate between 2 people about whether we should start moving away from the past of the Holocaust.
I just want to mention to our listeners that ever since the Holocaust, performing works by the composer Richard Wagner has been taboo in Israel, and Wagner's anti-Semitism and the use of his music by the Nazis are well known. And this unofficial band has been challenged before unsuccessfully by the acclaimed Israeli conductors Zubin Mehta and Daniel Birnbaum. And opposition to Wagner's music remained in Israel until today. I mean, nobody wants to go and listen to Wagner's music in Israel.
Well, strangely enough, Wagner is played now over the radio and on television on odd occasions. That seems to be sanctioned and happens. But when it comes to live performances of Wagner, it is still a big problem, and it is powerful enough to split the nation to some degree. And you'll find that it's generally into 2 halves. The older generation, who are very, very closely tied to the Holocaust and the history, and Holocaust survivors who live in Israel, there are still many of them, and a younger generation who want to move away from these shackles of the past, who see it as an unnecessary reflection of weakness. Call it weakness, of defeat that Israel is no longer associated with, and do not want to have the shadow, to live in the shadow of the Holocaust. So these are the points that I debate in the play, and I use the Wagner story, the Wagner situation, as a vehicle to put these points of view forward. And
can you please tell us more about the play? Where is it set in? It could be anywhere in the world, but is it set in Tel Aviv? And who are the characters?
Yeah, it's set in the year 2000 in Tel Aviv, and it revolves around a fictional conducting competition. You know, Israel has classical music competitions like the Rubinstein and others. And I created a fictional conducting competition which has a young Israeli conductor who finds a loophole in the rules of the competition that allows him to opt to conduct Wagner in the final concert that he has been selected to compete in. And this comes as a bombshell to the organizers, who had forgotten to exclude Wagner in the rules of the competition, just assumed that nobody would play it. And the play consists of a four-hander. There are 4 characters. The other protagonist is an elderly, wealthy Holocaust survivor, a woman, and she has put up the money for the competition. She puts up the prize money. And she's absolutely horrified that this man can even think of conducting Wagner. So you have this clash between these two main protagonists. And then you have the organizer of the competition, a very close friend of the Holocaust survivor. And that's your third character. And the fourth character is his secretary. And so those are your, that's your cast.
We're talking to Victor Gordon. Victor Gordon is a playwright and author. You've written 12 plays so far.
No, I've written a lot more. I've had 8 professional productions. In fact, this is my 9th. This will be my 9th. But I have written others that have just never been produced. So,
and you, and you live in South Africa.
I live in Pretoria, South Africa.
Right, right.
I started writing when I was 13, on and off. Stopped for quite a while, came back to it, and now it's certainly very much part of my life.
Tell us about your other plays.
Well, they're very diverse. I've written a play called Tchaikovsky's Woman, which is about the women in Tchaikovsky's life and how they featured in his life. An interesting topic, kind of seeing he was, Tchaikovsky was homosexual, and one wouldn't think that women would have figured to any great degree, but they certainly did in many different ways. Then I've written a play called Brothers, which is about a poor Afrikaans family of brothers living in a remote area of South Africa. Then I've written, a monologue about Menachem Begin, which has yet to be produced. So I've written a play called Harry and Ed, which is about the relationship between Harry Truman and Eddie Jacobson, which was so influential in creating the birth of Israel. I've written for television, and a play called Comrades. We have a very big marathon in South Africa called the Comrades Marathon. It's an ultra-marathon. And I wrote this play based on the concept of the marathon, of people running their own their own marathons, their own personal marathons.
Victor Gordon, we wish you good luck with your play. You will not play Wagner. Can you please repeat the dates and the place where we can go and see it?
It's on at the moment. It ends on the 28th of May. It's on at the Eternity Playhouse in Darlinghurst, Burton Street. The span is 4 weeks.
It's very, very interesting play for many of our listeners, as many of them are either Holocaust survivors or second or third generation of Holocaust survivors. And I think that the debate about Wagner always been an important debate. What are we going to do with his music? Are we going to ignore him and boycott him? Or we are going to play Wagner? Go and see, you will not play Wagner. Victor Gordon, thank you very much.